Welcome to your weekly coaching session from Church Media HQ, designed to teach you a new concept, provide creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake, all so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then help someone else by taking a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. Now, this episode is brought to you by our web services from Church Media HQ. Now, this coaching series, it's been all about improving your church online experience. And while I hope that it's given you some content, some insight to help you do just that, my team and I would love to help you take it to the next level by actually providing your church with an all new website. And of course, there's no risk to you because we actually start the design of your website for free, and you only pay if you like what you see. Now, I have a feeling you will like what you see, so when you're ready to launch that new website, you can actually start for less than $15 a month when you use the code WEBUPGRADE at signup. Now, this isn't just some do-it-yourself web platform where you pay us for the privilege to build your own website by yourself. No, our team is going to do all of the heavy lifting by setting up and supporting your website. So get us started on your new website for free today at churchmediahq.com/web and use the promo code WEBUPGRADE when you're ready to launch to save 25% off of your first year. That's churchmediahq.com/web. Well, today's coaching episode is a little bit different in that it's an actual recording of a live coaching session that I had with Pastor Joseph Campbell from Charlotte, North Carolina here recently. He's the first to reach out to take me up on my offer to discuss and talk about maybe some different opinions or approaches to church online. I really like this conversation because he helps us to kind of dive a little bit deeper into the topic, and he has some really great questions about content that I didn't cover in the series. And so I'm really excited to share this with you, this conversation of a coaching call. So let's get right to it. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ.
I realize that there is no one size fits all. And I do understand that there are a variety of different ways that you can do it, whether it be video or anything, as far as that goes. I do agree with you at the fact, and I do agree with Josh from the standpoint of that things do have to change as far as going forward. I think most realize after having come through the pandemic that yes, online does open up a lot more doors and possibilities. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to go through every open door that's there. With that, I don't necessarily differ, with you. I took to heart and mind everything that you said, in those podcasts, but it did leave me with a few other questions as far as follow-ups. Now, one of the things that you did, we were not able to meet, but, one of the things that you did was, you audited our website, at least the homepage. And you suggested you were fairly complimentary as far as how our homepage is set up. But the one thing that you mentioned was to have a welcome video. So a couple of questions about that. So how long should said welcome video be?
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I say somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 90 seconds, depending on the nature of the video. Now, I mean, because again, when there are some people out there, and I say some people because I tend to be this kind of guy. Whenever you say make a video, I think, oh, it's got to be ultra produced and it's got to be really good. And you've got to get the best cameras and, you know, do all these cool, you know, edits and stuff to it. If you wanted to, you know, have a video professionally produced, then maybe it could be a little bit longer. But by welcome video, I'm talking, hey, it's 30 to 90 seconds of the pastor saying, hey, this is our church. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Here's what you need to know. Here's why we'd love to have you. Here's why our church is different from, you know, maybe another church in the area or, you know, whatever, just something quick. It can be nowadays, as long as you've got decent lighting and you're shooting in a quiet place and you turn your phone sideways, when you're shooting, you could shoot a quality video that, you know, 9 out of 10 people are going to watch and not think twice about. So yeah, that 30 to 90 second range, like I said, unless you're going for something that is professionally produced, then maybe you'll get away with something that's, you know, 2 to 3 minutes.
Gotcha. Well, I do. I can tell you that an iPhone 13 shoots pretty good video. And if you've got Adobe Premiere, that, I mean, you can still edit a decent looking video without spending thousands of dollars on it or having it professionally done. So, all right. So flip side, going on to another question then. All right. So you didn't say, or something that you did say was, okay, so don't live stream just to everybody. Again, I understand that the website is geared specifically towards those who don't know our church or who are new to our church. I understand that. And so you suggested producing a specific live streaming, a specific video that was done specifically for, all right. So, are you suggesting then, preaching my message in a shortened form that can then be, live streamed, in a, you know, in a quote studio type format, you know, in front of a nice little screen and set up kind of like what you've got there in your office. And I don't know if what you've got there is a virtual background or not, or if that's what you've actually got behind you, but something of that nature. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. Something like this. And yeah, this is real. I have I have my, you know, nice camera, you know, piped into my Zoom setup. So, and the story behind that is, I have this nice camera and I did travel and do some videography here and there, but for the past couple of years, that has been pretty hit and miss. And so I was like, I got to put this nice, you know, $1,500, $2,000 camera to use. So this is how I use it now. But yeah. And again, it comes down to just what works for you. Like for example, one pastor that is kind of trying to implement some of these ideas, he does like a midweek newsletter is what he'd been doing. And now he's changing that to be they're still going to do the newsletter, but he's going to do it more like he's going to do a midweek video update as well. That kind of recaps the past Sunday sermon, kind of previews the next Sunday sermon. And again, his is intended, if I, you know, understand what he's planning on doing, his is intended to be pretty short, like 3 to 5 minutes. It's not long. So it comes down to what's going to work best for you. You know, if you feel comfortable saying, hey, I think people there, if you have good content, you know, trimming your sermon down to like a 10 minute video, that's completely acceptable. And again, it comes down to production quality. If you're going to be shooting a selfie video, that needs to be short. But if you get an iPhone 13 and you've got cinematic mode, I mean, yeah, you could replicate my look here, to some extent. And so, yeah. And the number one thing that I really, I really hammer home, and I think I did mention this, I've done a full separate series on producing videos like this before, but is make sure your audio quality is as good as it can be. Before you ever, you know, get too hung up on video quality. And then when it comes to video, before you get hung up on cameras and stuff, make sure your lighting is good. If you can get those two things right, if you can get audio and lighting right, just about any camera, whether it's a phone, even if it's not, you know, the latest iPhone, as long as it's a smartphone that's been made in the past 5 years, it's going to look good. And it's going to be something that people will 9 out of 10 people, if not more, will willingly watch, and they're not going to be turned off by bad quality. So yeah, it comes down to what works for you. Like I said, guy I talked to says, yeah, I'll do a 3 to 5 minute type thing, but others might say I'll do something 10 minute. But I just like the idea of saying I'm going to make something that's produced for the online audience, you know, because I'm looking directly at them, talking to the camera, you know, making eye contact. It's a completely different feel than just, you know, broadcasting something that you preach to an actual live audience in person.
Okay. You had mentioned, you said, well, if you're going to there are those people who can't be here that want that experience of being in the auditorium and so on. You said to live stream only to those people, have a separate link or whatever that just, you know, your church family knows about. The only problem that I have with that is many of those folks who are in that category are, sufficiently technologically challenged that unless it's just like right there, hey, here's the website, here's the live stream button, and you know, or you know, something like that, they're not going to be looking for, or, oh yeah, I need to go back to that email that was sent out on Saturday that had the link in it to go and watch the go on. Any ideas of how to get around that?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to suggest, email, but yeah, you're right. I mean, if you send it the day before, even people, you know, lose it. So, I mean, I would say if you are going to do an email, maybe do it like first thing Sunday morning instead, just so it's recent. But then, on a website, I like to call it, and I've heard it called this before, it's not original with me, I just like the term, the bottom menu, the footer menu. I call that the junk drawer. I think that's where you throw that kind of a link that, you know, it's not that it can't be accessed by the public. It's that it's not something that is dominant and something that, you know, a newcomer is going to be drawn to. Because, yeah, again, that's and a lot of this, and I try to keep, you know, I'm trying to keep my content nowadays because I feel like, again, for the past 2 years, you know, it's hard not to talk about the pandemic and COVID. And so I try to keep the content nowadays as evergreen as possible without bringing that up on the podcast. But I didn't mention this is something that I'm noticing is like people are still, they're making their live stream so dominant on their website. And I understand why you had to do that, you know, a year ago or even 6 months ago in some places. But now, we're pretty much through that. Like I said, if it's either back to normal or it's become the new normal, it just depends on where you're living. And so that's my thing is get it away, get it off of your main access portals or your main dominant spots, I should say, on your website that say, hey, here's your live stream, put it in that junk drawer. And then, like I said, if you're going to send it out by way of email, you know, yeah, send that email out, you know, Sunday morning or, you know, and that's the other nice thing. If you're doing, you know, that live stream, you know, there are ways to even, you know, automate that email and so forth. And that gets a little technical, but anyways. So yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on how to get that. Don't take it off the website. Cause again, if you're already invested in it, then I'm not going to tell you like, don't like, oh, well, you've wasted your money. No, I think there's still an application of it. I just would hesitate on saying, hey, I want to make somebody's first impression on my church, my live stream, if I don't feel like my live stream is top-notch quality.
I understand. I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. Can I go back? I've just got a couple more questions, but going back to the previous as far as videos. So something that maybe you would suggest would be, so downplay the live stream link that's on the website. Number one, most people that are in our church know that we live stream and would know how to get to it. Like you say, I've never heard it called the junk drawer, but okay. All right. I'll go with you. So put in the junk drawer, you know, through the emails or even text messages, you know, on Sunday morning, send it out. Hey, this is where you need to go. All right. Great. So a visitor finds our church online. As far as video that's given, that's presented there, would you suggest then maybe that I do some type of a video series that maybe is geared specifically toward somebody who is just looking, who is just searching for a church, and put that prominent on our website that a visitor, a guest could see?
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Again, there's all types of different ways to approach this, but one of the hesitations that somebody might have is saying, well, I need to, producing a new video, like separate, you know, nice video every week, in addition to preaching and all of this, I can see how that can seem like a lot. So that's where, yeah, what you're talking about, I think is a great idea. If you produce like a, you know, 4 to 6 part mini series almost, that is just something that honestly, you probably don't really have to change. You know, maybe you update it every 6 to 12 months, maybe you produce a new one or something, but even if you don't, you know, something that's just there that, hey, cause if it's your first time to your church, your first experience with your church online, they're not going to know the difference. And so having that kind of be, your your window there into your church online, your digital community, if you will. I think that's a great idea. And I mentioned this too, even when it comes to like your audio podcast, I say, don't even worry about if you're trying. I think audio podcasting is a great idea. Cause I think, you know, it's like I said, in that series, it is a whole lot easier to produce quality audio than video. Right. And it's very doable. And so for those reasons, I say, yeah, do that, but don't feel like you have to post Sunday sermon on Monday. If you want to stay a month behind, or even, you know, a couple months behind, or, you know, I mean, goodness, as far behind, if you will, as you want, just to help you keep up with that, go for it. So yeah, I don't think your digital content has to be current to be relevant. Because again, people are, if it's their first exposure to your church, online, they're not going to know the difference. And you know, it might allow you to say, hey, I can actually make an effort to produce some really high quality content, knowing that what I produce now is going to be used for the next, like I said, 6, 12 or more months without me having to do this again.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, in regards to podcasts, we use Faith Life Proclaim presentation software. And within that, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but within that, there is, we can cue it. It starts to record, audio record, when I start preaching. And then as soon as I'm done preaching, it stops. And then the guys back in the booth, all they do is they make sure the title is correct, hit publish, it gets sent to our podcast. And so, you know, we've got a quote podcast with Apple and so on that's there, and it's available just as soon as the service is done.
Oh, well, that's an awesome tool. I've actually not heard of that. So what's that, Faith Life Proclaim?
Yeah, Faith Life. They're the ones, they're the big umbrella company that also has Logos.
Okay.
Software. They also make Proclaim, which is a presentation software. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we use. And again, it automates the entire audio recording and then publishing of it, so that we don't have to do a half a dozen different things to get it out there.
Okay. Wow. That's really powerful. I wasn't aware of that. I've heard of Proclaim presentation software. I didn't know they were owned by Faith Life. That's where I was a little thrown off. I didn't know that was a capability. So that's pretty powerful. I usually refer people, you probably remember I talk about Anchor, just because it's very, it's free. And if you're brand new to the podcasting world, I really can't use the term enough. It's like YouTube for audio. It's so easy and simple to use. And it's owned by Spotify. So you know that it's legit. Right. And so, but yeah, that tool of Proclaim, that's, hey, as many tools as you can find like that to automate the process, that is, more power to you.
All right. Well, one last question that I got for you. So again, not wanting to overdo the whole video when you don't have the quality to be able to make it good, putting more of an emphasis on making your audio good. One of the things that I have not been able to find, and didn't know if you had a resource, was, so what about live streaming just audio? Is there a way to live stream just audio?
I think there is. I mean, I know there is. What I don't know is what specific tool that there would be for that out there. Cause I've seen it, you know, I see on radio shows, many times are pushing the live feed of their audio to their website or something like that. So right. I know it's possible, but yeah, it's a good question of, you know, if what tools can do it. So no, I don't know of any specifically, but that is a good thought, because again, the problem with live stream beyond just getting the video quality right is the bandwidth required to push that video. You know, almost, you know, I mean, there's a 30 second delay or so, but I mean, still basically simultaneously pushing video, uploading it, and then having somebody download it and code it. I mean, that is an intensive process. And so, but with audio, I mean, that's basically not a thing. Now, I will say this, because of the bandwidth issues with audio not being an issue, you know, and you can essentially record and publish audio. It almost feels like in real time. I mean, like I said, internet speeds are so fast nowadays. You could record it, upload it, somebody can download it. Like I said, it almost feels like real time. I mean, like there's, again, there's radio shows out there. Yes. But, you know, I think of, you know, big, you know, podcasters that have a YouTube show, but then they also have podcasts. Most of them, yeah, they're to the point that, like, if you, I don't know if you listen to anything from like the Daily Wire, like Ben Shapiro and all those guys, they live stream all of their stuff as video, and to YouTube and Facebook and whatnot. But I don't think they're fooling with live streaming their audio. I don't think, because by the time they're done recording, they've got a process like you've got set up to, for your sermons where they're basically like, boom, send it. Now people are already downloading it. So I can see a situation where it's interesting, but I don't know, to me, it's not something I would, you know, bend over backwards to try to figure out how to make happen, just because, like I said, that turnaround time of audio can be so quick that I don't know if the live streaming audio would even be something necessary to pursue. But I do know that it's possible, just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Just from the standpoint of, you know, having your own quote radio station, you know, tune in, you know, Sunday mornings to listen to. Because I know the only times that I've necessarily live streamed our church services is when I've been traveling. And when I've been traveling, I'm not necessarily where I can watch it.
Yeah.
Traveling in a vehicle, and you know, I'm just listening to it. So and we've don't have a problem with bandwidth. Granted, we've got fiber run to our church, and so I have a dedicated 25 megs upload and download. So I mean that we're pretty well set with, so it's not too difficult. So okay, well, those are the questions that I had for you, Luke. I appreciate your time.
Good deal. Well, yeah, glad. Again, I'm glad you scheduled this. Glad we could talk about it. And hey, I tell you what, for being you are the first person to reach out and actually ask some questions about those specific episodes. I've answered many questions over the years about websites in general. But I want to, and I'll email you information on how to do this. I want to give you a free year of our Church Media HQ Plus membership. It gives you access to some resources with, you know, graphics, videos. And I mean, technically a website is included with that, a basic website. Of course, if you already got those needs taken care of, don't feel like you have to use that, but I'm going to send you information about that. And, yeah, take advantage of that free year and see what you think. And just as a thank you for asking me these questions and scheduling this call.
Oh, I appreciate that, Luke. Thank you.
Well, I can tell you this. This is one of my favorite things to do, is to have these coaching sessions with pastors and church leaders like you. And so here's what I'm going to do. I am going to extend the same offer that I did to Pastor Joseph, in that if you reach out and schedule a call with me, a coaching call, to talk about Church Online or something else, I am going to extend that same offer of giving you a free year of Church Media HQ Plus. Now, obviously, pretty limited on how many of these we can just give out. So you're going to want to make sure that you sign up soon. If you are interested and you want to be featured on the podcast and get that free year of Church Media HQ Plus, then simply schedule a coaching call at churchmediahq.com/coach. That's churchmediahq.com/coach. And I look forward to speaking with you very soon. And remember, you can get started on a new website completely free at churchmediahq.com. And when you're ready to upgrade, you can actually save 25% and get started for less than $15 a month when you use that code WEBUPGRADE at sign up. And I do want to remind you that what we do here is so much more than just our weekly episodes. Like I said, we will start a website for you for free, but we also send out free resources like the free graphic of the week, where we send you a new graphic for a sermon or social media every week, completely free for an entire year. Again, you can sign up for Church Media HQ and take advantage of all of these resources at churchmediahq.com. Well, I do want to thank you again for joining us for this episode. And until next time, I want to encourage you to keep dreaming, keep innovating, and definitely don't stop creating. And I'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.